Welcome to season 4 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help you navigate building a business as a faith-filled entrepreneur with business strategies and tips and encouragement in taking God-sized risks, operating in obedience to the Holy Spirit, and being bold as you step out in the confidence that we receive from Ephesians 3:20, knowing that God is working through you to do infinitely more than we might ask or think, giving God the glory every step of the way. Thank you for being here. We ask that you continue to download these episodes and share with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now. And we can't wait to be on this journey with you. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business building life together. Hi, friends. Welcome to episode 7 of season 4 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, and actually in the next episode as well, I just want to talk to you about what it means to take the next steps in your business in faith, and also a few things that seem to hinder it. In fact, that's what we're really going to focus on in this episode. But before we do that, I'm just going to humbly ask that you would download this podcast episode and share it with others who need the encouragement in their business and faith. That helps us out. And we know that we need faith leading business. Okay, thanks for that. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to meet with my amazing membership beta group during our Three Strands community group time. And we were talking about areas where it was easy to trust God in our lives and businesses, which, let's be honest, for a lot of us, our lives and businesses are completely intertwined, and where we were struggling to trust God. And what I loved was that for a few of us, the places where it was easy to trust God and then the places where it was difficult for others were the same areas. So it was super encouraging to hear the way that people were acting in faith, moving in faith. But with that aside, in so many conversations, common themes are really coming up as areas that I think are hindering our growth. You're going to hear me say this again and again, but when God has called us into a business, no matter what that business is, He has a kingdom purpose for it. So when God is moving, there is going to be resistance. Right? I have a friend in my membership who recently quit her 9-to-5 and is totally committed to growing her business. And I was not surprised at all to hear that almost immediately after she quit, all of her kids got a stomach bug and there were issues with her extended family. And my response to her was, man, what a bummer. But at least you know you're on the right track. So I just want to remind you of what Paul is telling the new believers in Ephesians 6:10-12. He says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Yikes, y'all. I don't know about you, but I am not equipped to hold myself or my business up against all of the strategies of the devil. So in this episode, I want to talk about 5 strategies that I think the devil uses to stop us from moving in the direction that God is pulling us to go. First, and we know this one, lies. He is the father of lies, period. So the lies that he has planted in your brain, either through other people or even through your own thoughts, are the strategy of the devil. These could be lies about your worth, lies about your ability, lies about your calling, lies about money, whether you shouldn't have any or you don't deserve money, lies about your own limits. They can even be lies about God, lies about God's love for you, about His goodness, about His sovereignty, about the control that He has. So we know we've got to recognize that when these lies are penetrating our brains, that that is a strategy of the devil and that we need to put on the armor of God there. Okay, second, Confusion. Confusion is another strategy that Satan uses, and he uses it several times in the Bible as well. Paul cites several times in Acts as the church was growing and expanding, and Paul was preaching that people were thrown into confusion. He states that they were yelling in the streets and didn't even know what they were yelling about. Does this sound familiar? So how many times does confusion stop you? Confusion on how to do something new. Confusion on why something isn't working. Confusion within a decision to make or a direction to take. Y'all, confusion does not come from the Lord. Order comes from the Lord. And so if your brain feels like it's in chaos, that is also a strategy of the devil. Number three, distraction. Distraction is another strategy. Distraction by technology, by our own goals, by greed, by the work, right? By our to-do list, by the doing. If Satan can keep us unproductive by putting distractions in our lives, then his plan is working, right? We have to be intentional about removing distractions from our lives. Satan doesn't always use big, scary, obvious things to derail us. Sometimes it can be as small as social media, right? Sometimes it can be as small as an argument with your spouse or an argument with your kid. If we fall easily to distraction, then Satan doesn't have to work very hard. So we've got to be intentional in recognizing when that's happening and moving away from it. Okay, fourth, we all know this one, fear. We are familiar with the verse in 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." So what are you afraid of? Are you afraid that you'll put a course out and no one will buy it? I mean, that's happened to me. That you'll write a book and no one will read it? That you'll leave a 9-to-5 and God won't provide? That your own limitations will limit the growth of your business? Are you fearful of the unknown? Because running a business is all about living in the unknown, right? Y'all, all of these things can cause fear. They all warrant fear. And it's normal to have that initial fear, that feeling of fear. But the people that God chose to teach us about in the Bible all lived in the midst of unknown, and they operated out of the fear, right? They were given fear, and they went ahead anyways. And that's where God used them the most. That's where his power really showed through. I want to say this as well. I'm going to take a deep breath before I say this. I think it's fair to say that for the vast majority of us, we are living in more fearful times than most of us have ever lived in during our lifetime. But not in history. And not in the majority of the rest of the world. Y'all, Christians have been and continue to be hunted down and persecuted in other countries. Women and children are sold into slavery regularly. Even if you go back in history in the United States in the 50s and 60s, children did duck and cover drills to prepare for a nuclear attack. In the 30s, people lost everything they had during the Great Depression. Y'all, I'm not saying that there aren't scary things out there. And I'm not saying that running a business doesn't have its scary moments. There are, and it does. But God is bigger. He was bigger then. He is bigger in other countries, and he is bigger now. And so we cannot let fear in the present circumstances stop the work that God wants to do through you and your business. Because while there are weird and scary things going on, God isn't surprised, and weird and scary things are not new concepts on our sinful planet. Okay, fifth and lastly, sin. Ugh, ugly word. Sin separates us from God, period. We cannot be living in perpetual sin and expect to hear from God, expect to be guided by God, and to operate within his will. We cannot let Satan get a foothold in our personal lives and not expect that to affect our business lives. We need to constantly be asking God to search us and clean out anything that is not from him. The beauty is that while sin separates us, our repentance and his forgiveness draws us back in. We are living in a time where sin is not only accepted, but in a lot of cases, it is celebrated. But God's word has not changed, and sin is still sin, and God hates sin. So Friends, if your life feels off kilter, I want to encourage you to do a little digging. Has greed or pride or envy snuck in somewhere and nestled down? Has bitterness or unforgiveness taken root? We have to let God clear us out, but the reward is great. Psalms 139, 23 through 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." The path of everlasting life is good, friends, right? Okay, so as we're kind of closing this up, I want to read those verses out of Ephesians again from Paul. He says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Not on our own strength, y'all, in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. They're coming, y'all. The strategies of the devil are coming. And the more we're working for the Lord, the more they're going to come. But we can stand firm against them. But we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. I think that when we can recognize that the things that are holding us back are not just our own issues, not just our own limitations, but actually part of this bigger spiritual battle that we are in, we are more likely to lean in to the one who fights those battles for us, right? Isaiah 41, 9 through 10, some of my favorite verses say, "For I have chosen you, and I will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." So we're going to talk more about that on the next episode, about now that we know what's hindering us, how to move forward in faith. So just make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss it. And if you have people in your life who are stuck, please send this episode to them. We need to be there for each other. We need to be encouraging each other in faith. Okay, so we have exciting news. Our membership, the content and kingdom-driven membership, is open on June 16th to new members. Currently had an amazing group of beta members who patiently helped shape the content and format it to meet the needs of faith-filled entrepreneurs. So we are pumped to open it up to you. Jump on our email list to be in the know by clicking on the link in the show notes or head to our website, www.thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com, and you can get info there. And I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And you can always check out our website, thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com, to find out all that is going on and get additional resources to help you build your faith and business. Thank you for listening. Again, subscribe and download, and we'll be back with another